Lisa Matthews, Mike Jarecki, this is Opposing Views Week 14 as the Cardinals get ready to face the Tennessee Titans, who are looking for their seventh win in the last eight games. Mike, this offense looks completely different from last year. Marcus Mariota looking a lot more confident out there, not to mention running back Derrick Henry and what he's been able to do this season.
Yeah, I really think it starts with the guys up front. Russ Grimm, after he left here, he's out of football for 3 years living in Chandler, and Mike Mularkey went out and got the old crew back together. And they got a two-headed monster. DeMarco Murray, very productive in Dallas, probably didn't get enough touches when he was in Philly. And so he got that 1-2 punch. And Mariota's healthy. He was dealing with a hamstring injury earlier in the year. And they're going to, I'm not putting him on the same category as Russell Wilson, but he has the ability to escape plays in the pistol offense, kind of like the read option. They want to run the ball. You know, they're not a Corvette, according to Tony Dungy. They're more like a dump truck. So they're going to line up and try to physically outman you and with power and everything else. So I'm been impressed with their offense. And they are 8-4. Maybe they may not wow you on the scoreboard, but they find ways to win. And Mariota is not making those big mistakes in the fourth quarter.
The Cardinals know that they're up for a big challenge with this Titans defense, one of the best run defenses in the league right now, only allowing an average of 86.2 yards per game. But it's their passing defense that struggles a little bit. How can the Cardinals just find success against
them? Well, Dick LeBeau, when he was in Pittsburgh, they were called Blitzburg because he would take his linebackers and he would put them on the line of scrimmage. Here, according to Larry Fitzgerald, when he spoke during the week, they're playing a lot more man defense. And so they're going to try to win one-on-one battles. They're a really good open field tackling team. Logan Ryan was a free agent signing from the Patriots. So be curious to see the mismatch in the matchups between Bruce Arians and a guy like Dick LeBeau. It would be a great chess match. But if the Cardinals, once again, can get positive yards on first and second down, maybe Gabbert can be in more third and short. And that can go a long way sustaining drives. But it's going to be a physical game. Last week against the Texans, six players left the game with concussions. So the Cardinals better bring their hard hat.
They're looking to avoid a back-to-back loss at home this Sunday against the Titans.